Part C. Idioms in Action. Part 2. Okay, now that we've focused on a few more expressions, let's get back to Rob and Andrew and listen in on the rest of their big argument.
You think I'm a slacker? That's a bit harsh. Why would you say something like that? What's eating you?
Well, for instance, last week, you needed to borrow one of my shirts for work because you didn't bother to plan ahead and buy one yourself.
It's just a shirt. Are you really that bent out of shape over my borrowing a shirt? You need to lighten up a bit, Rob.
It's not just the shirt, Andrew. It's that you lean on everyone else and expect them to pick up your slack. You don't take responsibility. You're always passing the buck.
That's insane. I needed a shirt for a new job. If I were such a slacker, I wouldn't even have a job.
Okay, let's talk about the job then.
What about it?
Well, I got you that job. I hooked you up with a great job at a place where I've worked for 3 years.
And I've thanked you for it like 1,000 times.
Yeah, but what you do there reflects on me. If you screw up, it really gives me a bad name.
How am I screwing up? I work my tail off there.
Sometimes, yeah, but you also sit around twiddling your thumbs a lot, too.
Oh, that's bull.
No, it's true. And you also seem to find a lot of time to chat up the pretty girls who walk in instead of doing your job.
I'm a salesman. I'm supposed to talk with the customers.
But it's the same thing at home. You're still living with mom and dad, and you hardly ever lift a finger around the house to help out. You're 22 years old, and your room looks like a train wreck. You don't even pitch in with groceries.
That's not true at all. And how would you know? You're not even there.
I have eyes, Andrew. I can see. You still act like a child sometimes.
Oh, you need to get off your high horse, Rob. You're the one acting like a child. You're still trying to show everyone up like little Mr. Perfect. You were a goody-goody as a kid and you haven't changed since.
Hey, what do you know?
What?
While we were at each other's throats, you somehow managed to get us to Aunt Helen's.
Oh, yeah, that's her house there. Pretty good for such a slacker.
Just park the car and give it a rest for now.
Gladly. Just don't criticize my parking job.
Ugh, a ride home is gonna be long.